Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News. I'm Chris Paydeck, this is Ross Chanley, and we've got absolutely tons to talk about today, but we are of course sponsored and supported by The Athletic, the home of football writing. You can get your 50% off your yearly subscription. First month is free by visiting theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. We've got loads to talk about today. We're going to start with an Athletic article, but there's no ads, there's no annoying pop-ups, and some of the best writers. And we're actually going to start with an article by Oliver Kay today, who is one of their writers, just like James Pearce and Simon Hughes. So this one's really interesting, actually, and it's Oliver Kay, so he's a football writer, he's not club specific as such, and his article is titled "Anyone Can Beat Anyone in the Best League in the World, But Is That Really a Cause for Celebration?" Now listen, Ross, we could talk about this for quite a large proportion of time, but we're not going to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to skip down and I'm going to show you a graphic. And for anyone listening to this podcast, I'll read out some of the key points. So there's a graphic that says Premier League points since start of 2019, and less stated 26 matches. So since the start of 2019, Liverpool and Manchester City have both garnered 67 points apiece. There is a 20-point gap to Arsenal in third at 47. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, let me know in the comments who you think the fourth person is, unless you've seen the graphic on the screen, in which case you'll know that it's Crystal Palace with 44 points.
Spoiler alert.
Crystal Palace 44, Chelsea 43, Man United 40, Leicester and Wolves 38, Tottenham 37 with Burnley and West Ham. Where are Everton? 34 points.
Took me a while to find them.
That's crazy, isn't it? But it just shows you how far ahead Liverpool and Manchester City are nowadays, Ross.
Yeah, what blew my mind was the Crystal Palace thing, but it also shows how far Chelsea United and probably even Arsenal, how far they've dropped off, and it's become...
Certainly Tottenham.
City, Christ, yeah, I didn't think of them. It's gone from a top six, top four, to a top two now, hasn't it? And, you know, they're much of a much... This article talks about anyone that can beat anyone. It's true, I think. It really concerns Liverpool, Manchester City. But it also does because City lost to Norwich and I think
Newcastle
as well. So it's encouraging for those other teams, and I think maybe for the neutral, the fact you can watch a game and you can say, like, you know, anyone's within a chance of winning the game. Not so much us when we're trying to go for a Premier League title. We don't really want to hear that. But it doesn't matter when you're 67 points clear in that title. But it is good. It's good spectacle for English football. I get that. But it also, like I said, it sums up how far other teams have fallen as well.
Yeah, I mean, why I find this such an interesting article and why I think it's relevant to Liverpool is that I think a few years ago, teams would turn up at probably the top six, as it were, and just sit and park the bus. And now teams have realised that you may as well go for it. You may as well try and get 3 points rather than hoping to get one out of a game. And you can see by Crystal Palace there, Roy Hodgson's got a 50% win record for the first time in his career. As a manager,
that doesn't surprise
with a Crystal Palace side that's not that good.
No.
He had Liverpool and he got nowhere near that. And he's doing it with a Crystal Palace side. And I don't know whether this is good for the league or bad for the league or whatever. But what I do know is that before Christmas, weren't Tottenham like 5 points behind us in the league? They were close to us in City last season. And we've done 30 points on them since the start of 2019.
If you chuck in Wolves there as well, the fact that they've got European football on top of that, and I know it's only 8 games in this league season, but they're still way above Tottenham, aren't they? They're in trouble.
If I was an Everton fan looking at this graphic, right, I'd be going, God, Newcastle are terrible. Oh my God, Newcastle have got one more point than us since the start of 2019. And Newcastle that has Steve Bruce as a manager, by the way.
And some of those are only so far down because they've only played half the games.
Yeah.
Less,
oh,
8 games.
Dangerous territory. Dangerous territory for the Isle Blues. Anyway, enough about them. So, on to some of the more relevant news, I suppose. Liverpool remain a summer transfer option for Phil Coutinho. Now, I first saw this one in the Liverpool Echo, and the Liverpool Echo cited Team Talk, and I went to Team Talk, and Team Talk cited AS, and AS is saying that Liverpool are interested, but they're not. They're saying that Philippe Coutinho is probably going to leave Barcelona at the end of the season. So that's where the story ends for me. Liverpool are not saying that he's a summer transfer option. They've even gone back to quote about Phil Coutinho. If I'll scroll down a little bit and find these quotes, where Jurgen Klopp was talking about him moving to Bayern Munich and said, amazing player, we really didn't want to let him go. Barcelona forced us financially. World-class player, a really good transfer for Bayern in the Bundesliga. I thought it was a good fit for both when I first heard about it. It may sound strange, but we didn't have enough money to get him. We'd already spent all the money we got for him. I've already told him in person that Bayern will be a good fit. This isn't Liverpool interested in Phil Coutinho in the summer. This is bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. End.
International break, isn't it, Chris?
Got to
grab those stories where you can. He's basically Klopp just saying he likes the player and being really nice about him, therefore someone going, he wants him.
He was congratulating on the move to another fucking club. Not saying I'm going to go and buy it in the summer, mate. He's saying Bayern will be a good fit. You'll do really well. I hope you survive 10 years at Bayern Munich.
But he's coming to Liverpool next summer.
He's coming to Liverpool next summer. So there you go. You heard it here.
Via
Echo. AS team. You heard it here fourth. No one ever says that. No one's ever honest enough to say that.
I was just going to. Was it Mo Salah's agent who said that they'd talk out their AS?
Yeah.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
Pretty much spot on. Some news relative to the game at the weekend. David De Gea got injured playing for Spain by taking a goal kick. Eerily familiar, actually, isn't it? When Alisson did almost exactly the same thing. Good or bad for Liverpool going into the biggest game in the season?
So psychologically, good, because he's arguably their best player. Or he has been in recent years. I'm not sure what's going on now. I think Luke Shaw got it last year, so that's how far they've fallen. But Sergio Romero...
Oh, mate, pride comes before the fall.
No, well, it doesn't make a difference what I say, does it? But you just know Sergio Romero coming in.
Of course it does. If it makes a difference what underwear I wear to games, then it definitely makes a difference when you're spouting off like that.
What you wear to games?
No underwear.
It'll either come and have a world or fall apart. It's good the fact that you see how many big saves he makes for them.
That'll be Paw Patrol pants.
You got Paw Patrol ones?
No.
Oh, okay. Me either.
Sorry, you were saying.
Me either. Romero might come in and have a world. He might not. But, you know, to Chuck, we spoke about chucking, you know, Adrian in that game, thinking he can take it. Romero's not had that much game time as Adrian's had for their second choice goalkeeper. To come and throw him in against, you know, the best front three in the league, if not Europe, you know, it's quite a lot for him to take on. And even for their back four, they've established a relationship with David De Gea as well. You know, they've got two, you know, Maguire and Wan-Bissaka, and new in at the back as well.
Won't have played as Romero, I suppose. Great point.
There you go. That's me done. That's me Pete at that point.
It was my point.
Was it?
No, it was your point. It was your point. Of course, it was your point. That's a really interesting point. We did a show on the RedMinTV.com before, and we spoke about it. None of us came up with that one. And that's a really great point, is that Romero's going into this game with no idea of how Wan-Bissaka and Harry Maguire are going to be playing. There is also, though, the fear for me, and I think probably people watching right now will get on to the fact that going into United game, my arsehole's like that every single time. And them having a reserve goalkeeper and me remembering every reserve goalkeeper having a worldie against us over the last 25 years.
We need to put that to bed, though. There's loads of stuff that's happened to Liverpool the past couple of years, and this is a different machine now, isn't it? And mentally, like, I'm like that for some things, and I think the squad is still like that, but they're not. They're completely different. Like, we're 1-1 against Leicester, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's it done. Not this side.
No, not this side. So let's just... I'd rather beat a Man United side with De Gea in there, so they've got no excuses, to be perfectly honest with you. But it is what it is. I'll take beating them 5-0 with Romero in goal as well.
Yeah.
Joel Matip, injury latest. He's back in training, Ross Chanley.
God, made up when I saw that yesterday, just after the news. Thanks, Liverpool Football Club. Amazing, yeah. I'd rather have him back in. I've got no problems with
you. Do you reckon Liverpool do that? They know that our news show goes live at 12:30, so they just put the news out at 1:00.
Yeah.
Bastards.
How many times has that happened? Made up. I want him to start. I've got no issue with Joe Gomez. I've got no issue with Dejan Lovren. I just think he's the best. Or second best centre back, obviously, after Virgil van Dijk that we've got at the club. And I think the form that he was in was incredible. I know you said a few times you think he's been better than Virgil for the past 6 months, maybe a little bit longer. Not to say Virgil's done crap, but you want your best players, your best team. As much as Man United have got 7 or 8 players injured, I don't really care. I want the best team out there.
No, absolutely. I think it's massive for Liverpool having Joel Matip, available for this fixture. Obviously, he picked up a knock prior to the international break back in training yesterday, and hopefully he will be in the side that takes on and beats Manchester United at the weekend. So more transfer news. Brighton keen to keep Ben White as Liverpool linked with £20 million bid for the centre-half. He's currently playing his trade over at Leeds United on loan under Marco Bielsa. 22-year-old is currently on a season on loan with Leeds United. His impressive start to the season with the Yorkshire club has caught the attention of Liverpool. And according to the Brighton and Hove newspaper, The Argus, not to be confused with Argos, Liverpool are willing to pay Brighton £20 million for White. I don't know much about him. I don't watch Leeds. But I'm sure if Liverpool are interested, he's good. And if they're not interested, he's not for us. Thank you very much.
I would dismiss it straight away before, but it could possibly be a Lovren replacement of suitable sorts, because I think Sepp Vandenberg is a bit young, isn't he? And you've got Joe Gomez in there, Matip and Van Dijk, and you've got someone who's 22, got experience in the Championship, fourth choice, up and coming. It's not that bad of a choice. I don't know how he plays. I'm just thinking in terms of age and where he's at in his career.
It's a really interesting one, that, actually, because obviously you've got Gomez, who we're all citing as the next centre-half to partner Joel Matip long-term. Joel Matip will have a little bit of something to say about that with the age that he's at and the form that he's in at the moment. Seth Vandenberg, you're right, 17, 18-year-old, very young. You've also got Kiana Hoover there as well. And who's the other young lad that we've seen in pre-season a couple of times? I like the look of him, I forget his name. Centre-half, do you remember?
Conor Masterson.
No. Someone we like. Phillips. Is it Phillips?
Nat Phillips.
He's looked really good in pre-seasons over the last couple of years as well. But you're right, it's the age, isn't it? That 22 years old makes you think about it. But if Seth Vandenberg or Keanu Hoover are good enough, I actually might dismiss this one.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think Keanu Hoover's possibly going to go to right back, a backup right back. Like we were saying to Tommy when we watched him when we went to Switzerland. I swear to God, like I know I'm being over the top, like he's like Trent was just in there. I know we were playing Leon, it was a friendly, whatever, but the way that he played, the style that he played, and his passing and the way he got up and down the wing was just like
he scored a goal this season as well for us, didn't he? In the League Cup, didn't he get a header back stick And that was him from playing from the right back as well. On that though, the incumbent Liverpool Trent Alexander-Arnold has been he's now in the Guinness Book of Records, which apparently is still going.
Do you remember it was a TV show?
Yeah.
Should bring that back.
I don't know how they've survived in the age of the internet, to be honest, that they're still selling a book of this.
They've got their own record of records, and it's got their name in it. That's why they're
probably. The Guinness Book of Records, A, is still a thing, and B, Trent Alexander-Arnold is in there. Wow. Most assists by a defender in the Premier League. Obviously, he got 12 assists last season in the Premier League. I'm sure it was his boyhood dream to appear in the Guinness Book of World Records. Never mind the Champions League winners' medal that he's got, but he's there, he's got both, and I'm sure he'll be very, very happy
about
it.
Do you think that's the breaking point where he gets into the FIFA Pro World 11 next season?
Well, yeah, what did they call the... I think it is. What did they call the Young Player of the Year? Like the Golden...
Golden Boy.
Boy or something like that. Hopefully that's what you need. You need a Guinness World Record and then you're straight in for the Golden Boy off the back of that. Dirk Kuyt has been talking ahead of the Manchester United fixture. There's some really interesting quotes here. Dutchman told LiverpoolFC.com, we were very close to success, talking about his 2008-2009 Liverpool side that he was a part of. We just missed the small detail to go one step further, that being the Premier League trophy. With the likes of Stevie and Carrego, Mascherano, Torres and many other very good players, we just missed a little something. You see the build-up of the team of Klopp, you see it progressing every time, and it looks now like it's coming to success also in the Premier League. We're a particular team like that, only we couldn't go one step further at the time. Hopefully this team will do it, because in my opinion, this team now on the pitch is even better than ours. And to come from a player who's not that far removed, thought of as a bit of a cult hero around Anfield, and was one of the best Premier League sides that we put together, and a crucial part of that Premier League side, for him to come out and say that. Normally they come out and go, they're not as good as us. Is their couch come out and gone, these are better? I think that's brilliant to hear.
I think the standard's completely different as well, isn't it? And the competition, you've got the fact that last season, obviously, you know, 97 points, and the fact that City and us are just driving each other to a different level. I think that's what it is. And I think also, I think this team will be together for a sustained period compared to what they were. Obviously, they had like maybe two, three years, the core of that team, before I think Alonso left first, didn't he?
And Mascherano,
Torres, it just completely went. But that's the difference is, they saw their careers going somewhere else because they got to that peak and it broke apart, whereas I don't think this one is. You know, we've seen two Champions League finals, another title race this season. I think that's what he's kind of getting at, going, that's why we're better, because it's for a longer period as well.
Absolutely. And back over to Liverpool Echo then, final story. This one is about Marco Gruic, and he's had some really nice things to say. It's not easy to become a part of the Liverpool squad. I can see myself in the red ship. I have to become more experienced before I can wear it again. I want to improve my physical performance and take my concentration to another level. I want to be ready for Liverpool so I'll have a chance to get into the team. And why I like this, Ross, is because he's talking about it like he's a frigging Liverpool player. Yep. And that's what you want. Like he knows that he's got to work hard, that he knows that he's got to apply himself, and he's got to do well at Hertha Berlin in order to get back. And that's the aim, to get back at Liverpool Football Club. For too long, it's, I'll do well, I might get a move. Yep. No, you want to get back into this squad.
It's the attitude, isn't it, that sums it all up, and the fact that he's seen the level at Liverpool and he's gone away on loan so many times, and not just the level of football, but the standard of the club and where they're at and training facilities and the players that you're with. He wants to be part of that Liverpool Football Club, and the fact that, like you said, he's gone, no, I can still do that, but he knows he has to improve and he knows where he has to improve as well. I quite like the fact that he says, I need to be more physical. Well, he's played in the Premier League before and he's not really suited him because he's, you know, a bit younger, a bit more frail, but he knows what he needs to work on to get in there. And yeah, he's probably waiting for a chance to get in the side. We've got a lot of six midfielders, haven't we?
So we're going to go into some of the comments now, and if Tom can get me some lined up, I've got one though, and I think it's Serge Next Gen. Would you rather Liverpool win the title or Man U relegation? Come on, really? This is Liverpool win the title. Yeah. All day, okay, every day. And I'll be honest, I'm not even sure I want Man United relegated, to be honest, because then they'll probably win a league and they'll have the success of lifting a trophy again. I just kind of want them 16th every year. I could live with that. You still get to play Manchester United every year and they're probably going to be 6 points a season off them. That'll really pain them. I just want them in limbo, doing nothing, not winning anything at all.
To like Everton?
Yeah. Because you want the derbies.
You'd be gutted if you didn't have a derby
to look forward to every season.
Something for them to look forward to during the season.
Yeah. 6 points at United. Yeah. That'll be lovely. Yeah. Them not winning a trophy, but not even having the heartbreak of and the high of coming back up into the league.
Yeah. I could live with that. Yeah. And us winning the title as well, obviously.
Obviously. Go on, Tom.
The Athletic article with the graphic, Joey Muddy, speaking about Crystal Palace, says, wouldn't mind them keeping up that form this weekend. They obviously play City.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, it just seems so unlikely that City will lose again, doesn't it? But, you know, we've given it a large probably over the last sort of week or so, and you'll see the build-up shows will start to filter out over on the Redmen TV YouTube channel. This game can't be taken for granted, and it won't be taken for granted by the players, will it? You know, this Manchester United game. But when you're talking about City, when you're talking about Crystal Palace against them, they need to lose points now, because sometimes they're going to get the player, at some point they're going to get the players back, and then they'll stop losing points.
I think between now and January, when they're probably going to go buy somewhere else, or at least Laporte comes back into that side, I think that's Liverpool needs to capitalise on their missing players. I think Aguero's out injured as well. Mm-hmm. I know they've got all the firepower up front, but you need to make the most of having this and, you know, now we've got Alisson back and Matic back, we've got most of our players back. So in terms of rotation and what games that we play, we should be have the better hand on Manchester City. And the fact that we drew with Manchester United last season at Old Trafford, when we probably should have beat them because they were dropping left, right and centre, I think it's an extra incentive for Liverpool to actually go, we're just going to dick you this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Go on, mate.
There's a few on De Gea. A few people are a bit sceptical. City Fisher says to start, whether it's Romero or De Gea, we should be battering them. But then Joey Muddy says, I fully expect to see De Gea start on Sunday. And Troy Walker says, I reckon De Gea will start even if he's 50% fit.
This is pure Manchester United. This is what they've done. It was pure Ferguson, actually, wasn't it? It was give you that little bit of hope, like one of their star players was out, and then all of a sudden he'd be starting, and you'd be like, fell for it again, Alex. Damn it.
The thing is, though, they're so far removed from what those Ferguson sides are. Now, you know, De Gea's, like I said before, their best player. You know, it's not easy to get around the rest of them, but, you know, the less of a problem to get past the midfield, the static midfield that they've got, the defenders, Cahill Maguire is really good. But I believe in our players that create chance after chance after chance. You know, De Gea's only human. You know, we've seen the amount of mistakes that he's made, but he can't save every shot that's going to get fired at him. So whoever's in goal is going to get a pepper.
Yeah, and I think there's been a lot of talk about you know, Manchester United's XG against, and it's probably, I think it's the best.
Is this when they made up their own league?
No, it's the best in the league at the moment, the XG against for Manchester United.
Okay.
And they probably did make up their own league off the back of it because it sounds like something you do when you're really crap and you want to prove that you're better than you are. We've been there, we've done that type of stuff ourselves as Liverpool fans 10 years ago. Unfortunately, we just didn't have the analytics to prove it at the time. But what you're not accounting for when you're looking at the games that they've played, I think they caught Chelsea on a good day. It was the first game of the season under Frank Lampard and they scored four goals and they probably should have been 2-0 down by half-time, to be fair. But also, they've not really played anybody else yet. You know, they've not played Manchester City yet. They've not played Liverpool yet. This XG against thing can quite easily swing in one game. All it takes is for us to have 20 shots against them. And then all of a sudden, they're mid-table on the XG against because they've not played some great sides. The problem Manchester United have got, and what you can read into the stats about, is their XG non-penalties is like 12th in the league. And that's a bit of a concern for Manchester United because they're not creating chances.
They've had the most penalties in the league so far.
Three or four penalties or something like that. It's not too many.
I think Newcastle only had one shot against them when they scored. Didn't they?
Yeah.
And the other problem is Man United have a problem of creating chances and actually shooting themselves, which is going to be a big issue when one of the best, well, I think it's the joint best defence in the league or the best defence in the league.
Very interesting. I'm really excited for this game. You got one more comment for us, mate?
Yeah. Joey Muddy again says, love the ambition of our players out on loan. They genuinely think they can reach the level to play for this Liverpool team with the right mentality. They absolutely can.
Yeah, I think so. It's one thing, they need to apply themselves as well as back the words of what they're saying. We've seen loads of people go out on loan before and either not make it or just kind of be sold. But the fact that he's been out on loan so many times, I don't know whether he will do or not. And as I said before about the midfielders that we've already got, you know, like likes of James Milner moves on, there's a spot there for him, probably isn't, unless he decides to go and bring someone in. But, you know, he wants to be involved in that, and I love that.
Was he Klopp's first signing?
I think it was him or Karius, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. So this is a guy that Klopp probably believes in, and the fact that he's still at the football club when he's moved on so much deadwood now. I think he needed to find himself as a footballer, didn't he, Marco Grujic? And hopefully we are talking about him as a player in the future, but right now, for me, and speaking honestly and frankly about it, he's nowhere near the level of our midfielders, and he needs to get that consistency, and he needs the experience of a loan spell, and then maybe to come back in and learn from someone like a Fabinho if he is going to play the six like he's been playing at Berlin. But there you go, that has been Red Men News. Don't forget to check out The Athletic, link in the description, theathletic.co.uk/redmennews, 50% off your yearly subscription. It really is brilliant. I read at least one or two articles every single day, not just on Liverpool. Michael Cox is on there, tactical guy, absolutely superb, and he's done some really great articles over the last week, so check them out. Most importantly, though, thank you for your support. Thank you for watching, whether that be live or listening over on a podcast or watching after the fact. You really are the reason that we're sat here today talking biff about Liverpool Football Club, and I love each and every single one of you. We'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.